This is Charleston's retirement coach, Brandon Bowen.
And I'm Heather Branch here with Brandon asking for his insight on ways you can work now to better prepare for your financial future. BowenWealth.com is where you can start your own conversation with Brandon about your retirement savings plans. We also have links posted in the show notes, so you can just click there or again, find us anytime at BowenWealth.com. In the meantime, Brandon, I know you are a lover of country music, so want to tip our hats to Mr. Cody Johnson, who now officially has his second number one song on country radio with his song, The Painter. If you haven't heard it yet, download it immediately. It's amazing. Also, CodyJohnsonMusic.com is where you can find all things info about Cody, as well as details on his tour. You can see him live. He's going to be touring all spring and summer. But what's interesting about Cody, I always love hearing stories about people that turn in their career, because he actually started out as a professional bull rider. And I've never met a professional bull rider, but I would like to and say, at what point did you decide to hop on an animal and hang on for dear life as a career?
I know. Or the clowns. I don't know who's crazier.
Right. The rodeo clowns. Holy moly. They really have got some sort of thrill-seeking addiction.
Yeah.
But it was his bull riding career that inspired a lot of his country music. Hmm. And one of his biggest hits, that song you just heard, Till You Can't, was actually, I guess, inspired also by his career. And recently, we actually had a chance to sit down with Cody. He was explaining how he found his own purpose. And here's what he said.
The older I get, I look back and I'm like, it's not the one thing. It's whatever you find in your life that gives you that rush. That's why I've been doing music for almost 20 years, is because it gives me that rush. It gives me that thing that you can't find anywhere else. You can't find it in a drug. You can't find it in a bottle. It's just that thing that whenever I go to step on stage and my hands start shaking, and I'm going, okay, here we go. It's just about like being on a bull when the gate goes to crack.
I was about to say, we have gotten some insight on Cody. It's clear now. He obviously likes being almost a little bit scared into excitement, if you will. Huh.
It's like when this radio show is about to start. I'm just like, oh, geez.
Do you get nervous?
What am I going to say?
That's the thing, though. I've been doing radio for 20 years, and I still get nervous. But, you know, my godfather was talking to me. He said, that's good, Heather. He said, that means you care. That's what Johnny Carson used to always say. He said, I'm nervous every time I go out on stage, and because it matters to you, and you want to do a good job. So that's not a bad thing.
Yeah. No, that's I would say that's the case. I mean, I don't get nervous sitting in, you know, having appointments, sitting with clients, or you call and come into the, the office. We sit in the conference room. Yeah. That's great. That's like comfortable. I love it. And I love the show here too. But yeah. I mean, the sweaty palms sometimes. Confession moment here, I guess.
They always say to continue to do things in life that, you know, make you feel uncomfortable. Yep. That's how you know you're not stagnant. You're continuing to grow. Because growth and moving forward and having excitement and motivation, I mean, it's relevant. I always say my dad's in his 80s. My mom's in her 70s. She's still working. And I'm so glad. She's like stressed at work. I call her up. She's like stressed about work. And I love it because it keeps her young. She is out of the house. She is up every morning, 8 o'clock. She is, you know, makeup on, hair done, out the door. And it's great. It's healthy for her.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is with mom is that she's doing it because she wants to. I mean, listen, she'll call and complain, but let's be honest. She loves working.
That's her dream. That's her dream.
And she's able to do it because she wants to. But this idea, I think, is very, very relevant for folks that are getting close to retirement. Maybe they have had a long career that they have loved, and talk about being nervous. You see nervous people every single day going into retirement. Can we do it? Will it work out? How do we make it work? Chasing this dream lifestyle we've worked so hard to get to, Brandon. So let's talk about that, helping the folks in your office chase down their own retirement dreams.
Yeah. So, you know, like when you go in and see that doctor, there's some ailment that is pretty obvious.
Yeah.
When people come into me, it's maybe nothing physical, but I know that ailment they have is they don't have a plan, right? That is like the same for everybody.
Yep.
Okay. And let me tell you two contrasting stories here of current clients that we have. So the first one, husband and wife, I met them about 5 years ago. He was 70 and she was 65.
Okay. Yeah.
And they'd saved about $2 million, came in and were very concerned about outliving their money. Okay. Yeah. And I knew this because he had just started his Social Security and it was big. One of the biggest ones I've ever seen.
Really?
Okay. It was like $4,500 a month. And I was like, whoa. I was like,
wow,
nice Social Security.
Yeah.
When'd you start that? And he goes, I just started it here at 70. Okay.
Okay.
So he waited all the way till 70, started this benefit because it was as big as it could get, right? She was 65. So they both started their benefits there. And he was like, you know, I'm not sure about my income here. And so I waited this long. And now I started it. I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe that was a good choice, maybe not, whatever. Mm-hmm. But so then we built the plan with him. Turns out a year later, he passes away.
Oh,
okay.
No.
And he, you know, waited till 70 to start his big benefit and got it for 1 year. Okay.
Jeez.
And he put it off and delayed it, right? Kept working. He kept working just out of that fear of running out of money.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So you've got that side of it. And I would say he would, and her widow, the widow, she just came in this past week and she would agree, you know, that like he was just really, really concerned about money and outliving, and they had $2 million.
Okay? Right.
Right.
But is it enough? I mean, so many people,
right.
You see people all the time that have that exact same feeling. They're
yes.
so nervous.
They've got that pile of money. You've got a big pile of money sitting there in the bank. And you're just like, okay, but I'm scared to touch it. You know, you only pick at it, right? So you're gripped. You're like, I don't know. I'll just work one more year. That's just the easy thing to do, right? So my other clients, I met them about 7 years ago. He was only 58.
Uh-huh.
And she was 56. Okay. Notice the contrast, right? 58 and 56. They had also saved $2 million.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they were also very concerned about outliving their money. Who's not?
We all are.
Yeah. Yes. But the difference here is they tackled this problem head on, right? They came in, he was 58, and they said, Brandon, we want to make sure that we can, I don't want to say where he, so big employer here in town who's having a lot of issues.
Okay. Got it. Noted.
Mm-hmm. So he's like, hey, you know, like we want to retire here. I'm an engineer and it will make sense when I see it on paper. Right. Let's just solve this problem.
Yep.
Right. Let's tackle this thing.
Classic engineer. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Plus two is gonna, you know, like, so we met four times. We built a beautiful tax efficient income plan that they had confidence in. He had because the numbers worked. Right. The numbers worked out there. And also those first handful of years could have been really scary for them. Right. Because he was only 58.
Right.
Social Security, if we started it at 62, you know, there's still 4 years. Right. So we still had a handful of years before Social Security and his pensions would kick in. Right. So he really needed to be sure about his income plan. OK.
Got it. Yep.
So we did that. And what their dream, like what Cody was talking about, their dream was like, hey, Brandon, we want to downsize, which they did. They sold their Somerville house, downsized into a townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Were there for about 3 years, just sold that. And now they've just finished building their own mountain house.
Wow.
Up in North Carolina mountains. So they are up there.
Yeah.
And they've got land. They're renting some of this land back to a farmer that's farming and working some of the land. And he's just like, Brandon, I just sit there, watch, drink my coffee. And they're out there, you know, just, he loves it. He loves
that's
it. He's
awesome.
Sending pictures.
Yeah.
That was their dream, you know, and I remember they said, you know, we love the mountains, Brandon. It's, you know, hot down here and we've been working, you know, long enough and we're ready to retire. We think we've done all the hard work, right? We think we've got enough money here. We just, I want to see how do I make this money pay me?
Right.
How do I turn it into income?
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you listening, you are, here's a fact. You are as young as you're ever going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're as young as you're ever going to be, maybe as healthy, but I have seen where I've had clients retire and became more healthy.
Get healthier. Yeah.
Yes.
And they finally have time to like get the workouts and they
get the workout in. You and your spouse, you're able to go on walks. You know, you're eating better. You're taking care of yourself. So your health might improve because you're not so stressed.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Or maybe your dream, you're like, you know, but I kind of like working, Heather, like your mom. Right.
Yep.
Maybe it's that part time. Maybe you do some consulting. Or maybe you go work at a golf course because you don't want to have to pay for your golf now.
Yes.
And you work as a starter like my father-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And it's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And so tell me that dream so we can put the plan in place to give you that permission to hit play, right? To begin that.
Yeah.
So, you know, like Heather, like what you were saying there, a lot of times it's that fear. That's what holds people back. You know, they've done the work, but they have that fear. And what they're missing is their very own customized retirement plan.
Well, because, and that's the thing, you have that fear because if you think about anything that any of us are afraid of, what you're really afraid of is because you don't know. It's the lack of knowledge that drives the fear It's the unknown. And like you said, it's people come to you, they're afraid because they have never done the math. They don't have the plan. Once you get the plan in place, you've actually physically seen fear like drain out of people's face.
So the reaction I see all the time, people lean back in their chair and exhale.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they just look at each other and it's like,
so great.
They're like, well, okay. And almost like I need to have more questions because
are you sure?
I see how you fixed it.
Yeah.
But it's that running out of money, right? And then the second close is a market crash, right? Mm-hmm. So if those are your two fears, we might run out of money one day. And what if the markets crash? Then let me fix that for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like I see the problem and I know the solution. I know how to address this and potentially fix that portfolio and fix those problems. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just setting up a time, picking up the phone and beginning a conversation. And that's what we'll do is we'll make sure that you are confident that you won't run out of money. We'll make sure that we're utilizing non-emotional, methodical, mathematical portfolios that are designed to navigate, you know, the changing market conditions.
Yep.
Right. So we'll implement that and then tax mitigation strategies, right? As much as possible. We're going to play that game to your advantage. Okay.
Yeah.
When you think about this apprehension that you have, and I'm trying to get you to step over this chasm here and start that retirement plan, it really is your legacy. Okay. Mm-hmm. It is your legacy. Mm-hmm. These last few years, think of your kids, your grandkids, the time that you can spend and invest in them and be present at whatever activities they have or wherever they might live. You can start traveling, right? Mm-hmm. It is that legacy. I know that you listening, you can think of your parents and your grandparents. I can think of my grandparents and just trips to McDonald's and getting soft serve ice cream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just the simplest stuff that probably cost 50 cents back then, but you know, no matter the cost, you know, with this plan, you can spend your money with confidence. You can love on those grandkids. You can work on your health and spend time with your spouse while you both are as healthy as you're going to be. And you're both still here, that kind of stuff. So it is truly your legacy. And that's what I want to help you with. Let's tackle this head on, just like my clients did. Don't be the other clients that put it off and then ultimately have regret there. Mm-hmm. Let's tackle this. Let's put that plan into place here. And we can do this with my complimentary retirement game plan. So if this sounds like you and you know that you need your own retirement game plan, head on over to bowenwealth.com and click on that contact tab so we can begin working on this together with you as well.
Thanks for listening to Charleston's Retirement Coach Podcast with Brandon Bowen. To learn more, visit bowenwealth.com and join Brandon for his radio show, Charleston's Retirement Coach, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on 94.3 WSC and again at 1 p.m. on 1250 WTMA.
Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if J. Brandon Bowen is licensed in your state, please call 843-203-2030. J. Brandon Bowen is an investment advisor representative of Bowen Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. J. Brandon Bowen is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Bowen Wealth, LLC, insurance licensed in South Carolina. Market Guard is a registered investment advisor with the SEC and provides model portfolios only to Impact Partnership Wealth. Market Guard makes no implied warranties or representations and is not liable for any data presented.